This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Acting Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan denied reports that between 5,000 to 10,000 U.S. troops could be sent to the Middle East to defend against a potential threat by Iran. Referring to a Reuters report with a figure of 5,000 and an AP report with a figure of up to 10,000, Shanahan said both are not accurate. Or neither is accurate. VOA had reported that Shanahan and the top U.S. military officer, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Joseph Dunford, would provide the president with a wide range of options Thursday in response to rising tensions in the Middle East, including possibly sending thousands more U.S. troops to the region. Shanahan confirmed this ahead of his presidential briefing at the White House, telling reporters he was considering deploying more U.S. forces. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is suggesting an intervention by President Trump's family or staff after Wednesday's White House meeting blow-up. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
Pelosi is openly questioning the president's fitness for office and says she's concerned for his well-being, a day after he said he will not work with Democrats while they investigate him.
Maybe he wants to take a leave of absence. I don't know.
At one point during a news conference, she joked about the 25th Amendment, the constitutional path for replacing a president. She says the White House is crying out for impeachment proceedings, suggesting that would help the president politically. Top House Republican Kevin McCarthy says Pelosi should know better.
I think that's irresponsible of the speaker to even say.
Both sides are getting more personal in their attacks as Congress prepared to leave for a Memorial Day break. Sagar Magani at the White House.
And a Trump administration on Thursday said that a surge of migrant arrivals of America's southern border continues to accelerate, with more than 300,000 mostly Central American undocumented immigrants apprehended or requesting asylum so far since last year. This is VOA News. As the trade war continues with China, U.S. President Trump announced aid to help migrant, or I should say mitigate, the losses farmers have suffered as a result.
This support for farmers will be paid for by the billions of dollars our Treasury takes in. We'll be taking in, depending on what period of time we're talking, many billions of dollars, far more than the $16 billion that we're talking about.
Flanked by potato growers, ranchers, and dairymen in the White House, Mr. Trump said Thursday that the aid will help keep the cherished farms thriving and make clear that no country has a veto on America's economic and national security. Mr. Trump added that trade has been very unfair to the farmers, who he says support him politically. This is the second multi-billion dollar bailout the Trump administration has provided to U.S. farmers who have seen Chinese markets for their products dry up because of tariffs China imposed on U.S. goods to retaliate for U.S. tariffs on Chinese products. The U.S. Senate has passed a massive disaster relief bill. AP correspondent Mike Rossier reports.
The Senate finally passed a $19 billion disaster aid bill Thursday after Republican leaders stripped President Donald Trump's request for $4.5 billion to address the influx of migrants coming to the United States from Central America. The vote was 85-8. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer said the bill would have passed weeks earlier had the president not interfered.
This bill is almost exactly the same bill that Senator Leahy and I proposed 6 weeks ago.
The bill still needs House approval before it can go to the president's desk for his signature. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Central Africa Republic is observing 3 days of official mourning for Tuesday's massacre of more than 50 people in a town near the border with Chad. The president also called on the nation to mourn a 77-year-old nun whose decapitated body was found in southwestern CAR. President is blaming the killings of the militia group known as 3R and is demanding its leaders hand over whoever was directly responsible for the massacre. U.S. prosecutors announced Thursday new criminal charges under the Espionage Act against jailed WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange over his alleged role in what they termed as one of the largest compromises of classified information in U.S. history. The charges are not related to WikiLeaks' alleged role in disseminating stolen Democratic emails during the 2016 U.S. presidential elections. The 18-count superseding indictment returned by a federal grand jury in the Eastern District of Virginia accuses him of working with former Army Specialist Chelsea Manning to obtain and publish on WikiLeaks' hundreds of thousands of sensitive data. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.